everybody. Welcome to another edition of Sonic Safari. My name is Jason. Across from me is Zane. Hi, Zane.
Hi, Jason. I like the word edition. It makes you think that it's part of something much bigger and much more important. It's an addition. So if we put them all together, then we have like our own set of Sonic Safari encyclopedias. But this is simply one of the editions, fully illustrated.
So are we not going to call them episodes anymore?
But you would switch it to edition.
I just said it. I could have said episode, but I think maybe I was trying to steer away from using that word because, yeah, this isn't like MASH.
In the final episode of MASH, didn't Hawkeye go crazy and he wouldn't stop petting a chicken? Hey, you know, when I was thrift store shopping the other day, there was this whole set of MASH books, like during the 70s, I guess based on the TV show, not the Altman film. But in two different thrift stores, I seem to have bumped into the entire series. It's MASH goes to Morocco, MASH goes to France, MASH goes to San Francisco. So it's like people that couldn't get enough out of the half-hour show, they could take the lovable group with them wherever they went. But it's weird because it takes place in a war, the Korean War. So that means they're going to have to transport the Korean War to like Las Vegas, France. It's weird.
I got nothing. So what do we got for the show, Zane?
We have hip songs, we have hippie songs, and we have a hippie happy song.
Do we have a hip hippie song?
No. The hippie songs are not hip. But the hippie songs are cool. Like Tommy Chong is cool, but he's not hip. Fonzie? Cool. Not hip.
Maynard G. Krebs, hip, but not cool.
Wow. You nailed it. Perfect. I also found a Where's the Beef puzzle at that thrift store.
I'm gonna go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wear a mustache and a bow tie and wear those pretty suede shoes a lot of those sissies buy, and smoke cigarettes and drink iced tea and hold my little finger high, I'll go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wear a dadgum dull wristwatch and sleep in pajamas and drink sweet milk, you'll know I'm on my last nod. When I get sissy enough to go with my shirt tail hanging out, I'll go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out. Dinner instead of supper and eat those salads with carrots and lettuce and toast without any butter and drink my coffee with cream and sugar and chase my liquor with water, I'll go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out. When I get sissy enough to wash the dishes for my wife and hang out diapers and make a bed, you'll know I'm ruined for life. When I get sissy enough to a dad burn bath each day, I'll go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out. pajamas and drink sweet milk. You'll know I'm on my last notch when I get sissy enough to go with my shirt tail hanging out. I'll go out behind the old red barn, let a gray mule kick my brains out.
Come on, you hold me tight. I loved you. Come on and hold me tight.
This oil rig killed over 5 million fish, and we here at Axon are proud of it. After our research scientists discovered that fish caused coronary thrombosis, we decided to spill over 2,500 barrels of oil into the ocean each day. Since 1974, we have destroyed over 22.5 billion of these ocean living pests in the name of community service. Fish, they're better off dead. That's why we're doing something about it at Axon, the sign of the double cross.
Oil's been around for centuries, sure. Floating in springs, in lakes and the streams. The Indians used it for a medicine cure. But never in the wildest of dreams did anyone think that black sticky stuff always in short supply.
the soil.
Top turned it around. The world soon saw just what oil could be. Starting off slow, blowing out of the ground. Then refining that crude to pure kerosene.
Oh, we really started cracking with a process despised when a guy named Burton appeared. The history of oil has kept us all surprised, 'cause it's only been 100 years
since all.
Melting pot to boil
when up came oil. Up came oil from the hunches and divining rods, going against all of the odds to the power and the lubrication. And the equipment you can't name.
From the 1976 album The Spirit of Achievement, that's the Exxon Corporation with Up Came Oil. Also in there, a snippet from the patchwork quilt-o comedy movie Tunnel Vision, with their riff on Exxon, Axon. Also, The Sounds of Samaru with Mr. Sandman.
Now that clip you played, the commercial, that was good.
But it was good.
If memory serves me correctly, Tunnel Vision is not good. It's like a cheap ripoff of the Kentucky Fried Movie, only it's not funny, right?
It's been so long.
Is that the one where the guy walks into the marquee and somebody yells, "Hey, hey, shithead," and then they dump a bucket of shit on his head?
I don't know.
And I think that was one of the high points, if I have my
That certainly is a high point, because it made me laugh.
Well, maybe that's the problem, is the visuals kill the joke, because I don't remember anything funny from Tunnel Vision, but listening to that commercial, it was funny. And then when I restated the other joke to you, you thought it was funny, but that's because you didn't have to watch it. You only had to listen to it. So...
Well... We probably thought the oil commercial was funny in light of recent events. But probably back then watching it, we just thought, wow, that's just dumb.
Yeah, I don't want to rewatch it though to see if we were wrong.
Yeah, I sort of have a hankering to watch like all of those in a row.
The Groove Tube.
Groove Tube. Can I Do It Till I Need Glasses?
I don't think I ever saw that one. What one has the talking genitals?
Hi!
Well, I guess we've given ourselves another homework assignment.
I already told you I wanted to watch them all.
Put them in your Netflix queue.
What else do we have? Juan el Matematico. Juan from Los Matematicos. Juan went out on his own and did his version of Wild Thing. We also heard the Gongettes with Gong Gong, I'm Blue, the Monks with We Do, We Do, and Neil Burris with The Sissy Song.
Now, Adams Family. Gomez Adams, hip, Uncle Fester. Cool.
I would say that amongst all of the Addams family, they're either hip or cool.
I don't know, Pugsley? Yeah, that one leaves you hanging. All right, to help us sort these terms out even further, this is Blossom Dearie.
I'm hip, I'm no square. I'm alert, I'm awake, I'm aware. I am always on the scene, making the rounds, digging the sounds. I read Playboy magazine, 'cause I'm hip. I dig, I'm in step. When it was hip to be hip, I was hip. I don't blow, but I'm a fan. Look at me swing, ring-a-ding-ding. I even call my girlfriend man, I'm so hip. Every Saturday night, with my suit buttoned tight and my suede's on, I'm getting my kicks, watching arty French flicks with my shades on. I'm too much, I'm a gas, I am anything but middle class. When I hang around the band, popping my thumbs, digging the drums, squares don't seem to understand why I flip. They're not hip like I'm hip. I'm hip, I'm alive. I enjoy any joint where there's jive. I'm on top of every trend. Look at me go, vo-de-o-do. Bobby Darin knows my friend. I'm so hip. I'm hip, but not weird. Like you notice, I don't wear a beard. Beards were in, but now they're out. They had their day, now they're passé. Just ask me if you're in doubt, 'cause I'm hip. Now whatever the fads, and whatever the ads say, it's Neatsville. I'll be keeping abreast, out in front of the rest with Elitesville. 'Cause I'm cool as a cuke. I'm a cat, I'm a card, I'm a kook. I get so much out of life, really I do, scuba-doo-boo. One more time, play Mac the Knife, let her rip. I may flip, but I'm hip.
Hey! Unrequited love's a bore. So, it all stands in the bathtub. Queen of Sheba takes a bath in this bathtub every day. Dishes, toothbrushes, cockroaches, coffee cockroaches, stove cockroaches, city cockroaches, spot cockroaches, melted cheese cockroaches, flour cockroaches, chaplain cockroaches, peanut butter cockroaches. Cockroach, cockroach. Cockroach of the eyes. Cockroach, mirror, boom, bang. Yeah, throw it. Jung, Reich, the strange thoughts you young people have.
Kawani joli fanto blumba o fali humbla. Grossigam and pafla habla hormi gaga gorman. High globlo I go rasula huji. Holaka holala. And logobang, blagobang, blagobang. Futaka, Shampa uwala wasa, olobo. Hechtada gorem eset zumbada, wulubu susuba de uluwa susuba de tamba, baumf, kasagama, baumf.
Joe Hall and the Corvettes, Bongo Beatin' Beatneck. It's from 1959 off the Sin Alley compilation. And before that, what you might have mistaken as gibberish was not. No siree. It was actually a 1920s poem by Hugo Ball, as read by Marie Osmond. Yes, she's a little bit country, and a little bit Dada expressionist poet. That was actually recorded. That was actually recorded for the ABC television show Ripley's Believe It or Not. And I guess the gag was going to be they were going to hand her that poem and have her stumble over it as the audience watched. But no, she memorized it. She caught wind of the joke. She memorized it. And then when they asked her to read the poem, she didn't even look at the cue cards. She looked at the camera and then dumped a Dada expressionist poem, and she dumped it on like a primetime audience, which I think is both hip and cool.
Yeah.
Jack Kerouac with Cockroach. Jack Kerouac died right here in Florida. His liver exploded. He was only 47. The Sparkles with The Hip. And we started that set off with Blossom Deary with I'm Hip. And Blossom Deary just passed away last year. That's sad. Apparently she performed all the way up to 2006. I think I've run out of things to say. You want to help me out here?
Not really.
All right. Well, on with the hippie songs.
Happy family, now shake the hips for me. Now hop and skip and twirl your girl. We're living in a happy, hippie, happy world. We're a hippie, happy family, now shake those hips for me. Now hop and skip and twist your girl. We're living in a hippie, happy world. What are those hippies asking me? The funny looking folks you see, with their heavy thick beards and the wavy long hair. Well, that's the life for me. We're a hippie, happy family, now shake those hips for me. Now you hop and skip and you twirly girl, you're living in a hippie, happy world. We're a hippie, happy family, now shake those hips for me. Now hop and skip and twist your girl. Staying out late all night, dancing till the broad daylight, with a wild, wild musical harmony. Happy as they can be with me. Happy family, now shake those hips for me. Hop and skip and twist your girl. You're living in a happy, hippie, happy world. They sing freedom song, and they know where they belong. And a hippie is what I. Shake those hips for me. Now hop and skip and twist your girl. And you're living in a hippie.
Come here, baby. We got a new dance for you. Go something like this here. I'm gonna sit by all my knees. I'm gonna go downtown and buy me some love beads. Do it, baby. Cause a hippie go like this here. I put flowers in my hair and I sleep out in the open. Shoes on the feet, I'm a hippie. Look at baby.
The Lord is my happening. He's where it's all at. He tricks me sweetly. He never bugs me. He says, make it, when the duds put me all down. I keep my cool, cause he straights with me. Even though my head's torn up and the world's a plastic mushroom, and I'm crawling on my face, everything is cool, cause he's there digging me. When everybody's faking and stabbing, he's super cool, and he's with me, baby. He craves my face when it's ugly, man. He lays abundance on me. Baby, ain't no way I can get hung up. He's my lifetime trick.
Sonic Safari, putting the ass in podcast.
I got up one morning and I went out fishing. Met a hippie just a rarin' and a pitchin'. His eyes snapped far and his teeth snapped under. Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie in a blunder. I ran him on the hillside, I ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt all over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose of LSD. Went hopping and skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet. There was a hippie that couldn't count to seven. Threw him in the feather bed, he thought he went to heaven. He just laid there, painting like a lizard. Made me have goose pimples on my gizzard. He had whiskers all over his chin. Made him look like a hog in a fattening pen. With that long hair on his head and face, makes him look like a hairy ape. He took Benny this LSD too. Smoked marijuana and he sniffed a little glue. He went floating on a cloud and when he came down, he was walking on the buildings all over downtown. Once the hippie was a feeling fine. Got him a girlfriend he called Caroline. Then he turned on all of his charm like a dying calf in a thunderstorm. He said, honey, can I be your groom? Her eyes lit up like the harvest moon. He had her shaking in her shoes. Touch me again and I'll blow a fuse. This year hippie was a one-man band. He played Yankee Doodle on an oldies pan. Played all night and he played all day. Got up next morning just a banging away. Listen to me now, as you can see, hippie is a hippie and you will agree. Over the ocean, the blue goose flew. If I was a hippie, I'd fly that too. Shave and a haircut, two bits, hippie and a red hole, tight fit.
A group of liberal thinkers, bathless, unwashed thinkers, got together for a love-in near our town. There were rows and rows of hippies, some chippies and some jippies, at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers love-in near our town. One super hippie feller, his hair was long and yeller, and a ringlet from his left ear dangled down. Now there was a real hip chick wearing psychedelic lipstick at the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the love-in near our town. Long-haired hit banded hippies and flower-wearing chippies, togetherness was visible all around. But I'll tell you what the worst is, there were fellas carrying purses at the day trippers, wine sippers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers, the loving near our town. All they talked
of magic powers. Nina ate up all the flowers, and the nightsticks came and gathered all around. The sleeping bags were spread out, but the cops said get the lead out. At the day trippers, glue sniffers, society spurners, card burners, liberal thinkers loving near our town. At the hip swingers, bell dingers, banana smokers, cork soakers, liberal thinkers loving near our town.
From the dude that brought you the Purple People Eater, that was The Love In by Sheb Woolley. We also heard, I have mixed feelings about this song, Hippie in a Blender by Johnny Bucket. It's funny, because it's a yokel singing about a hippie, but I don't know what his point of reference is.
Yeah, the song is very scattered. It's hard to find a narrative about what's going on with that hippie in there.
Yeah. John Rydgren, Pastor John Rydgren, hip preacher of Hollywood Boulevard. And there he's doing the hippie version of the 23rd Psalm. Also, the Inclines with The Hippie. And we started that off with Hippie Happy Land by Rod Keith, the main man behind the song poem industry. Rod Keith, who in 1974 decided he had had enough of song poems and jumped off an overpass into oncoming traffic on a freeway in Hollywood.
And by the way, that is not a hippie happy death.
It most certainly is not.
That is just a gruesome, tragic death. He should have taken a moment to reflect on the lyrics he pressed to vinyl. And had he just tried to live a hippie happy life, I don't think it would have ended that way. Hey, and I have my Dazzler issue 3 from Marvel Comics here, and if you turn to the last page, there is a song poem ad right above the Charles Atlas body in 7 days and next to the giant prizes for cash page. So you guys at home can follow along. That's Dazzler issue 3, last page.
I have a poem that I wrote about grit that I wanted to submit to the song poem company. But that's for another podcast.
I mean, is Grit still around? Because according to the ad in Dazzler, issue 3 of Grit, it's been around since 1882. And then they try to exploit comic readers into selling their crappy little newspaper for them. Earn extra money, earn neat prizes, and gain practical business experience.
Did you know anybody who sold Grit?
No, I've never even seen an issue of Grit. I never ran into it.
Yeah, I never did either.
It smells of scam. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Grit's not a scam. Maybe it's just what this country needs. If everybody that's unemployed or can't find a job now would start selling Grit, and then once they sell it, once you're selling Grit, you would have money to subscribe to it. Then you could start subscribing, which would, you know, add room for more people to sell it. We could have a whole Grit-based economy going here to kind of get this nation back on track.
Well, if you're selling it, why would you need to subscribe to it? And you could just read it.
I don't think our grit-based economy would work unless once you're making money, you're actually going to give back to the company that's giving so much to you. And that's really what America needs. They need to get off their asses now, get off the welfare, and get some neat prizes from Grit.
All right. More music, more music.
We have the Lucky Charms from Fairfield with us. And let's introduce song number 2 on the showcase tonight. This is called Wipeout.
Wipeout! Thank you.
There they are from Fairfield. The Lucky Charms, and that's song number two on the Talent Showcase, Wipeout. We'll be back again with the Talent Showcase 20 minutes from now. So stay.
Okay. Let's see, this next song I'm going to be doing is on side two, called Get Off of My Cloud by the Rolling Stones. I live on the 99th, when I live on the apartment of the 99th floor of my block. Now I'm sitting home, looking out over the window, imagining what the world outside, and in flies a guy all dressed up like a Union Jack. And I walked down and found out I had just enough time to kiss her goodbye. I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't hang around, cause through the crowd, my cloud. The telephone is ringing, I said hi, pleading with you that on the other line. Before I say hi, hello, well, I guess, how are you? I'm doing fine. There's too much noise. Don't you people ever want to go to bed? Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't hang around, cause through the crowd of my cloud. Things you feel from me, you have to drive me out of my head. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. 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 Don't hang around, cause through the crowd of my cloud. I got sick and tired putting up with this, so I decided to take a drive downtown. And it's so very quiet and peaceful, there was nobody around, not a soul around. I laid myself out and watched the signs and started to dream. In the morning in the park, along came a cop and gave me a ticket, stepped on my window and screamed. I said, hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Hey, hey, you, get off of my cloud. Don't hang around, go through the crowd of my cloud. Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for him. Charlie White Eagle, backed up by the Us.
You see a strange old wizard behind the counter, and he looks like he can conjure up a great price for a record? Well, check it out. That's Record John. He'll hook you up. He knows what the good stuff is, and he'll be able to guide you in the right direction. So head on down. Confusion Records, man. I'm telling you, 848 Park Avenue, Lake Park, Florida. Phone number, 561-848-1882.
And I think right now I'm gonna sing you a song. I love to play the ukulele for you. I call it my joy machine, because it brings so much joy to everybody. Can you hear it? I'm going to aim it down a little more. Ah-ha-ha-ha. Yeah, ha ha. Yeah, everybody. Come from the land of ice and snow, midnight sun where the hot springs blow. Hammer of the gods, we'll drive our ships to new lands. Fight the horde, singing and crying, Valhalla, I am coming. Are we sweet with threshing ore? Our only goal will be the western shore. Ah-ha-ha, ah-ha-ha, ha. come from air, ice and snow. Midnight sun when the hot springs blow. How soft your fields so green can whisper tales of gore, of how we calm the tides of war. We are your overlords. On we sweep with freshening ore. Our only goal will be the western shore. Ooh. Oh, I love it. Little Numa Numa at the end for you. I love to share the joy of song with you. I think it's so uplifting. It makes everybody feel a little better. And that's an uplifting tune. That's an old-timey, one of them old-timey tunes. And I love to do the old music for you.
ฉันสิท่าเก่ง
แฟนมวยเข้ารู้กันและเชื่อมันได้อย่างดีแมงวันไม่มีทีเกาะมหาเม็ดอาลีสังเวียนไม่ว่าที่ไหนทุกแห่งที่เข้าไปนักพนันต่างไว้ใจรับเงินได้วานพ
อมหาเม็ดเข้ารู้กันทั่วไปเยื่องกายว่องไวกำหมัดหยวกตัวทิ่มตามหัวทำวางท่าราวแบล็กซุปเปอร์แมนหลายคนฮือยกตัวเอวสายอย่างอารีท่าให้นกเอวแอน
เขาพูดฉันนี่แชมป์โลกโด่งดังบนเวทีรุ่นเฮฟวีเวทแชมเปี้ยนใครคืนมาหน้าฉันสวยสง่าอย่าหารอยใดๆเป็นคิงบนผ้าใบดังไปไกลในโลกกา
สิงมหาเม็ดมหาเม็ดอาลีโชคไวราวพี่เสื้อขยับปีกต่อยปวดยังกระพึ้นมหาเม็ดดำปื๊ดซุปเปอร์แมนหลายคนจึงพูดกันและทำสายางนกฉันสิท่าเก่ง
Ha 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 ha.
really awesome series of compilations called Thai Beat A Go Go. That's from Volume 3. That's Duong Dao Mandera and Chai Lei with The Black Superman. We also heard our good friend Hardy White with his take on Immigrant Song. You can catch Hardy White at hardywhiteshow.com. He does a podcast. We also heard Charlie White Eagle with Get Off My Cloud.
I wish I had something to say about that song.
It does kind of just make your mind stop. But supposedly Charlie White Eagle, he's from Las Vegas. He hung out in a club called the Teen Beat Club. It was very well loved by all the musicians and bands that played there. And from time to time, he would just get on stage and sing with the band. So chances are he probably wasn't really familiar with the Stones song. He just was reading the lyrics.
But he made it his own.
He did. And they actually released that version on a 45. It's out there somewhere. And starting that off was The Lucky Charms with Wipeout. Number 2 on our talent showcase.
Hey, we have emails. I'm going to read some emails.
All right.
Some of these are a little dated. It took us a while to get around to them. We didn't want to seem so desperate that we only had one email to read, so we waited about 6-7 months until we acquired 3 of them. So, Jimmy McKee writes, could you please do an episode dedicated to the most underappreciated person in the music biz, Mike Batt? He and the Wombles got no respect here in the United States thanks to a talent-hating idiot named Jan Wenner, who previously boycotted the Monkees' induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Jimmy sounds a little bitter about the whole Wombles thing.
Yes. And the Wombles were sort of like the Banana Splits, only more vermin-like, and with more of an environmental message.
All right.
Singing Rats. I don't know if we'll actually dedicate a whole show.
We can definitely get some Wombles up in here.
Yes. Thank you, Jimmy. And now, second email comes from James. Love the show. Is it just me, or is there something wrong with episode 2? Yes, and Jason corrected it. So if you need to re-download episode 2, it's all fixed up now. By the way, what realtor underwrites your show? None, but we would love to be underwritten by anybody. Anybody that wants to give us cash? That is awesome. Thanks. Keep up the great work. Sweet on! Exclamation point. Thank you, James. And then Becky from Fort Pierce. Our pal Becky. I am edified. Thank you, Sonic Safari. And please don't ever stop, especially if a girly like me asks you not to. We never will.
All right. Is that it?
That's it. But send us more emails so we can do this again. That'd be fun. We'll save them up over the next 6 months. And we're on Facebook. You can click like. You can like us. That's a popularity contest. So Dr. T on the Muppets.
Dr. Teeth?
Well, Dr. T if you hang with him like I do.
Not like Dr. T, the Robert Altman film.
Oh, the gynecologist. Wouldn't want to mix those up. Okay, Dr. Teeth from the Muppets. Dr. Teeth, hip. Animal, cool.
I see, I should have had one ready. It's like Snaps, you got me. We're done?
Obviously.
All right, I'm off to sell some grit.
Everybody, get off your asses, sell some grit. Let's get this economy going. It's up to you. Meat prizes on the way. Hopefully x-ray specs.
Once I was above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the illusion. I was soaring never higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Through my mind could think, I still was a madman. Hear the voices and the dreaming. I can hear them say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Masquerading as a man with a reason. My charade is an event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about, I'm like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune. But I hear the voices say, carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.